Item 10 is public hearings. First one is consideration for a special events license for the Loud American. This is for the wedding reception. All the paperwork was in there. I don't think there was any real questions or anything. Is there any discussion or council have any questions on that situation? How about public comments, questions, concerns? For an SEL for a wedding reception.
I move to approve the SEL for Loud American for the wedding reception.
First by Ron.
Second.
Second by Dave. Any last discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed or no? That motion carries unanimously. Subset B is another special events license. This is for Rally Point. This is for the November 29th tree lighting. Questions, comments, concerns on that? Again, all the paperwork was in the packet. Good event, well attended. Sometimes it's warm, sometimes it's cold. So I think exactly. I'm a meteorologist. I just remember one year when it was right downtown on second on first there when it was about minus 10. It was pretty brutal.
Sometimes it's snowing and sometimes it's not.
Meteorologists, like we're. Right?
I was just curious, how is it chosen who exactly is going to be serving and have the liquor license?
Who called them up? Yeah, this was a chamber, and so usually what the chamber does for all their different events, I didn't realize this was a chamber. Thank you, Jerry. They just kind of rotate through, and so I imagine it was their turn. I don't want to speak necessarily for Alexis. That's what I believe, but.
Hello.
There you go.
Get up there.
This doesn't take very long to perform the tree lighting. About half hour. And how many children are there?
Tons.
There's a lot.
It's a really nice event.
Choir. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, do we really need to have an alcohol event for a half an hour with the kids?
What? I think last year was the first year that they had alcohol there. And it was the Knuckle, I think, last year that did it. And they did have, hot chocolate that had.
Yeah, sometimes you'll need schnapps in your hot chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, people weren't going around with cold cans of beer. But, yeah.
I mean, is it any different than when we have open container down there? Well,
you can just buy it directly there versus.
Going across the street.
Going to a bar and
actually
walking across.
You still wouldn't be able to go to the Oasis, for example, and bring it across.
Right.
We can't have an open container for it. This is the only way to allow that. I don't remember last year any issues or problems that came from it. Stay a little longer. Yeah. They ran out of everything that they made.
Any other discussion on this SEL, public or council?
Move to approve.
First by Jason.
Second.
Second by Becca. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed to no?
No.
A motion carries. Item C is our third special event license. I think the comment made this morning in department head was this is all alcohol tonight, except for one. Two, I guess. Special event license for the community center for the Kiwanis Club's governor's visit. This is Loud American that has this. Everything, again, was in the packet as far as insurance and needed paperwork. I think Rod said this morning that it is booked and ready to go, and I think there's people that come from quite a few states for these events. So I think it's not a huge amount of people, but it's the Kiwanis group for sure that comes. So any questions, comments, concerns?
Just kind of a admin point. Isn't this the old contract because it says rates double during the rally? I think it was on the previous one too. Yeah. Okay.
They don't pick up new ones.
Any other discussion on this special event license? Public or council? Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
First by Dave.
Second.
Second by Jason. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no.
No.
That motion carries.